The End of a Nation, Numbers 31, 32 through 54.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Now the plunder, over and above the booty which the men of war took, was 675,000 sheep, and 72,000 head of cattle, and 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, of the women who had not known man by lying with him. The half, which was the portion of those who went out to war, was in number 337,500 sheep, and Yahweh's tribute of the sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, of which Yahweh's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which Yahweh's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of whom Yahweh's tribute was 32 persons. Moses gave the tribute, which was Yahweh's wave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as Yahweh commanded Moses. Of the children of Israel's half, which Moses divided off from the men who fought, now the congregation's half, was 337,500 sheep, and 36,000 head of cattle, and 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons, even of the children of Israel's half. Moses took one drawn out of every 50, both of man and of animal, and gave them to the Levites, who performed the duty of Yahweh's tabernacle, as Yahweh commanded Moses. The officers who were over the thousands of the army, the captains of the thousands and the captains of the hundreds, came near to Moses. They said to Moses, "Your servants have taken the sum of the men of war who are under our command, and there lacks not one man of us. We have brought Yahweh's offering, what every man has gotten, of the jewels of gold, armlets and bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces, to make atonement for our souls before Yahweh." Moses and Eleazar the priest took their gold, even all worked jewels, all the gold of the wave offering that they offered up to Yahweh, of the captains of thousands and of the captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. The men of war had taken booty, every man for himself. Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of the captains of thousands and of hundreds and brought it to the tent of meeting for a memorial for the children of Israel before Yahweh. It is very interesting to me that this generation of Israelites was far more prone to confess and repent of their sins before they were cursed with a plague. That's what I see here when I see the army that just did wrong by bringing home the Midianite women repent and do something good instead. After finishing the job, they made a special offering to God, as we see here. These men, although far from perfect, knew that they needed to have a good relationship with their God more than anything else. This is a good thing for us to see because it shows us what God can do for us too. We often fall and do things we are not supposed to do. We should do what they did and confess our sin and turn back to Jesus. We don't have to bring sacrifices anymore, however. We can and should remember the sacrifice that Jesus paid for our sins. Notice how much wealth that God just gave to Israel. God literally took it away from the Midianites and gave it all to them. That's what will happen to big, rich, and powerful nations that choose to live in a way that is not pleasing to God. God will take all of their riches and power and give it to someone who will do what he wants. God is very patient, but he is still in charge, and the day will come when a nation is judged by the king over all nations. Remember that God had already given these nations hundreds of years to repent. These days were the last days of the once great nation of Midian.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio. We'll be right back.